Welcome back. Today we're going to blend three things that usually feel like they live in different eras: the classic Amen style shuffle, modern drum and bass punch, and that vintage, soulful vocal texture that makes a loop feel like a record, not a spreadsheet. We'll do it in Ableton Live 12, beginner-friendly, mostly stock devices, and by the end you'll have a 16-bar loop sitting around 172 BPM that rolls hard, hits clean, and has vocals that feel alive. Before we touch any effects, here's the core mindset for this lesson. Amen shuffle comes from micro timing, ghost notes, and edits. Modern punch comes from clean transient control, a solid kick and snare layer, and tidy low end. Vintage soul comes from tasteful vocal timing, saturation, and space, but controlled space. All right, let's build it. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Now create four audio tracks. One called Amen Break. One called Kick Layer. One called Snare or Clap Layer. One called Vocal Sample. Then make two return tracks. Return A will be delay. Return B will be reverb. Set your loop brace to 16 bars so you're always building inside a real DNB size phrase, not an endless one-bar loop that never turns into a track. Quick Ableton tip. Anytime you're working with audio in Live, keep an eye on warp being on, and which warp mode you're using. Warp mode choices are a big part of whether something sounds tight, crunchy, or weird in a bad way. Now step 1. Get an Amen style shuffle foundation. Drag an Amen break, or any breakbeat, onto the Amen break track. Click the clip. Go to clip view, and make sure warp is on. Set the seg BPM roughly near the sample's original. Don't stress if it's not perfect yet. Set warp mode to beats. In the beat settings, choose transient as the loop mode, and set preserve to 1/16 as a starting point. Now here's the move that turns a break into an instrument. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slicing preset, Slice by Transients. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices mapped across pads, and now you can program the break like it's a drum kit. This is where the Amen energy becomes controllable. Step 2. Program a rolling Amen-ish pattern, beginner-friendly. On the new MIDI track that holds your sliced break, create a one-bar MIDI clip. Start simple. Don't try to recreate the entire Amen immediately. Place a kickish slice on beat 1. Place a snare-ish slice on beats 2 and 4. At this tempo, those snares are the backbone. If beats 2 and 4 don't feel solid, nothing else will. Now we add the thing beginners usually skip. Ghost notes. Put quieter hits just before the snare, like a tiny pickup. Then add a couple of little 16th note ticks between the main hits. And really hear this. Velocity is the groove. Set your main snare slice velocities somewhere around 100 up to 127. Set ghost notes down around 15 to 55. And those extra hats and ticks can live around 30 to 80. Teacher tip. Don't randomize everything. Pick two or three ghost slices you like, and keep them consistently softer in a repeatable way. Controlled repetition is what makes it roll. Chaos is not groove. Now step 3. Add swing the right way, without wrecking your punch. Classic jungle swing is not slam a groove at 100% and hope. It's subtle micro timing plus those ghosts. Open the groove pool. Pick a subtle groove like MPC 16 swing, somewhere around 55 to 58. Drag that groove onto your MIDI clip. Now set the groove controls to something gentle. Timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity at 0 to 10%, random at 0 to 5%. Listen for flamming. If the snare starts feeling late and weak, pull timing down. If it sounds too robotic, add a tiny bit of random, but keep it tasteful. Now step 4, layer modern punch. This is where your loop goes from authentic break to club-ready DNB. On the kick layer track, choose a clean DNB kick, short and tight. Program it on beat 1. Optionally add a light kick just before beat 3 for momentum, but keep it subtle. An EQ 8 on the kick, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz to clean up rumble you can't use. If it feels boxy, do a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz, like 2 to 4 dB. Then add drum bus, drive around 2 to 8 depending on the sample. Boom very low, maybe 0 to 10, and in DNB you usually want to be careful here, because your sub and bass are going to need that space. Transients up, somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20, to get that modern click and punch. Now for the snare layer. Pick a snare with a strong body around 200 Hz and a crack around 5 to 8 kHz. Program it on beats 2 and 4. At EQ 8, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. If you need more chest, a small boost around 200 Hz. If you need more snap, a small boost around 6 to 7 kHz. Then add saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive it around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. Now the super important layering tip. Check alignment. Zoom in and nudge your layered kick and snare a few samples earlier or later so they hit tight with the break. And if your layered snare suddenly sounds thinner when you turn the break back on, that's often phase or overlap. Nudge the snare slightly or shorten one layer's decay so tails don't fight. Step 5. Make the break vintage but still clean. On the break's drum rock track, after the drum rock, EQ8, high pass somewhere around 35 to 60 Hz. You're leaving subspace for the kick and bass. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 3 to 6 kHz. Then add saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not destruction. Optionally add drum bus for a little extra edge. Transients plus 5 to plus 15. Drive 2 to 5. If the break loses air or starts feeling flat, back off the compression first and lean more on saturation. Saturation keeps vibe without crushing the shuffle. Now we hit the vocals part. Step 6. Bring in the vintage soul. Think of vocals in jungle and DNB like an instrument, not just a singer on top. You've got three beginner-safe approaches. A soulful phrase hook that loops every bar or two. Chopped syllables for that classic rave energy. Or call and response. Phrase, then chops answer. Drag your vocal onto the vocal sample track. In clip view, turn warp on. If it's a full phrase, choose Complex Pro. If you want more weird chopped energy, try tones or texture. Find the true start of the phrase and set it so it lines up correctly at 1.1.1. Then add warp markers only where needed. Don't pin every syllable to the grid. Here's a pro beginner move. Let the vocal sit slightly behind the drums. That's where soul lives. And instead of wrecking warp markers, try track delay. Open mixer view and use track delay on the vocal. Set it to plus 5 to plus 20 milliseconds so the vocal leans back. If it feels late, pull it closer to 0, maybe plus 5. Step 7. Build a vocal chain that's modern and clear, but still vintage and warm. On the vocal track, start with EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz. If it's muddy, dip 200 to 500 Hz by 2 to 5 dB. If it's too sharp, do a small dip around 4 to 8 kHz. Then add a compressor. Ratio 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the vocal's initial consonants. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then saturator for soul. Drive 1 to 5 dB. Soft clip on. Then auto filter for movement. Use a low pass 12 dB filter. Automate cutoff between about 800 Hz and 8 kHz over the 16 bars. Add a touch of resonance, around 5 to 15%. Just for character. Now set up your returns. On return A, put echo. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4 timing. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the delay. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so it sits like vintage repeats, not harsh digital clutter. On return B, put hybrid reverb. Choose plate or room. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay, 10 to 25 milliseconds so the vocal stays forward before the reverb blooms. High pass the reverb return around 200 to 400 Hz so the low mids don't wash out. Important mixing principle, separate tone from space. Keep the main vocal fairly dry and forward, then create vibe with return sends. If the vocal starts sounding distant, reduce the sends before you start adding more compression. Step 8. Make the vocal play with the drums. Classic DNB glue. Option A is subtle sidechain to the snare. Put a compressor on the vocal after EQ. Enable sidechain. Choose the snare layer as the input. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Set the threshold so you get just 1 to 3 dB of dip on snare hits. You're not trying to make it pump. You're carving tiny pockets so the backbeat stays dominant. Option B is super jungle. Slice the vocal into a drum rack. Right-click the vocal clip. Slice to new MIDI track, slice by transients or by 1/8. Now you can place little stabs on offbeats and ghost vocal bits at low velocities, like you're playing the vocal as percussion. Step 9. Arrange it into 16 bars that feel like real DNB. Bars 1 to 4, intro groove. Bring in the break and a few hat ticks. Keep the vocal filtered, low pass around 1 to 2 kHz. Kick and snare layers can be minimal here, just hinting at impact. Bars 5 to 8. Drop 1. Bring in full kick and snare layers. Open the vocal full range. Add a couple extra break chops right at the end of bar 8 to signal progression. Bars 9 to 12, variation. Pull the main vocal phrase out. Replace it with chopped syllables or smaller call and response hits. Add a tiny drum fill near bar 12 beat 4, like an extra snare slice, to keep it moving. Bars 13 to 16, drop 2 or peak. Bring the hook back. Increase delay send slightly on the last word every 2 bars. And if you want an optional end of 16 moment, do a tasteful take-stop style effect with subtle pitch automation or a very gentle frequency, shift or move. Keep it quick, like a wink. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. If you overwarp vocals and gridlock every syllable, you'll remove the soul. Use fewer warp markers and let the phrase breathe. If you use too much swing, your snare gets late and weak. Keep groove subtle. If the break low end fights your kick and bass, high pass the break around 35 to 60 HC and keep the kick sub clean. If you overcompress the break, you kill the shuffle. Light glue plus saturation is the safer path. And if vocal reverb washes everything out, use send reverb with EQ and automate it for moments instead of leaving it huge all the time. Quick extra coach move before you get fancy. Solo just the sliced break and the vocal and get their pocket right. If those two groove together, everything else snaps into place way faster. If you want a little darker, heavier character without losing clarity, duplicate the vocal. Keep one track clean. On the duplicate, low pass it, add saturation, add reverb, and keep it quiet. It should feel like a shadow behind the lead, not a second vocalist.